insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا
And the day when the wrongdoer will bite at his hands, he will say, Oh, would that I had taken a path with the messenger.
Brothers and sisters, the 27th verse of the chapter says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا And on the day when the unjust one shall bite his hands, saying, Oh, would that I had taken away alone with the messenger. And then continues, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Oh, woe is me. Would that I had not taken such a one for a friend. In this regard, the commentators have narrated an occasion of revelation for these verses. Let me give you a short summary of the occasion of revelation. At the time of Prophet ﷺ, there were two friends named Uqba and Ubay among the polytheists. Whenever Uqba returned from a journey, he prepared some food and invited wealthy people of his tribe to a party. Meanwhile, he liked to go to the Prophet ﷺ and to be with him for a while, though he had not accepted Islam. One day, he prepared some food as usual. He invited his friends as well as the Holy Prophet ﷺ. When the food was ready to be served, the Prophet ﷺ told Uqba, I will not eat your food unless you testify to the unity of Allah and my mission. Uqba testified that there is no God besides Allah, and he testified that Muhammad is the apostle of Allah. Ubay heard this news, and he said to his friend, You have deviated from your religion, O Uqba. And his friend Uqba said, No, by God I did not. But a man came to me who did not eat my food unless I testified to Allah's unity and his mission. I was ashamed that he was about to leave my home without eating my food, so I testified. At this time, Ubay said, I will not be happy with you unless you stand before him and insult him. At this time, Uqba did this action and apostatized. Finally, he was killed with other pagans in the Battle of Badr. His friend Ubay was also killed in the Battle of Uhud. These verses were sent down at this time and explain the destiny of the man who had a deviated friend and this is what caused him to go astray. We have repeatedly said that through the occasions of revelation, there are some particular and special events that made this verse to be sent down, but they never limit the concept of holy verses. The generality of the verses of the Holy Quran include all similar people at every time. Anyway, this was the occasion of revelation regarding these verses.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
series
of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
The Day of Resurrection has very strange scenes. Some of them are mentioned in the previous holy verses, and in the concerned verses here, there is another part which is brought up. And that issue is the extraordinary regret of the oppressors about their past. So, at first it is said, يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. On that day, the unjust one shall bite his hands. يَقُولْ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. He will say, oh, would that I had taken away alone with the messenger. The Arabic word يَعَضُّ is derived from the word عَضْ, which means grip with teeth. This is usually used about the persons who are upset because of different reasons like regret and sorrow. But in the Arabic language, instead of finger that we say in Farsi, hand is used. And it seems that this is more expressive because a man in such situations does not bite his finger, but he bites the back of his hand. In the Arabic language, it is seen many times, such as this verse, that both hands are referred to. In this way, the intensity of regret, the intensity of sorrow is expressed better. And this is perhaps due to this matter, that when such people review their past, when they see that they have brought nothing with them, when they see that they themselves are responsible and guilty, they decide to revenge themselves so that they can somehow get calm and be soothed. So this is one possible reason for mentioning يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care. Goodbye.